What are you there? Tonight is your night. You have been hearing the noise and the sound of miracle. Now it's come your way. You just reach out and catch it. How many of you are expecting miracles tonight? Keep up that and Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We bless your name tonight. We come to exalt you tonight. Lord, I pray you will open the heavens. Something supernatural. Something extraordinary. Something far out of the way. Pour it upon your people in Jesus' name. Tonight, turn lives around. Tonight, change people in the right direction. Miracles tonight. Manifestation of power tonight. Demonstration tonight. Confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. Be exalted and glorified in every life. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said again, amen. Thank you. You can sit down. You will never be the same again. Your family will never be the same again. Tonight, I want to read to you from Psalm 118. And I'm reading from verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24. The first four words there, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the day. This is the day. What are we talking about? The day of miracle for you. The day of a breakthrough for you. The day of a supernatural encounter for you. An unforgettable day. A day when you connect with the Almighty. A day when power comes from on high and strikes your life. An explosive from heaven. A dynamite from heaven comes in your life tonight. A day when all those mountains are blown away. A day when all the chains and the fetters are broken. A day of freedom. A day of release. A day of liberation. A day of salvation. A day of healing. A day of deliverance. A day of miracle. Tonight, I want to talk to you on the great day of extraordinary miracles. The great day of extraordinary miracles. You know, there are times when people, you just come at the right time to the right place for your right miracle. Tonight, the rain of miracles is falling. All you need to do is get out of your shelter and come out, and this rain, a deluge, will come upon your life. Extraordinary things are happening. Things you've never heard about, they're happening. And I've seen things I never saw. I saw them in Nigeria. I saw them outside Nigeria. I saw them everywhere. This is your great day. I pray God will open your ears. He will open your eyes. He will open your heart to see that this is my day. What are you there? This is my day. I said, where are you there? This is your day. The great day of extraordinary miracles. I'm going to look at three things. One, two, three. After one, two, three, then I pray for you. I'm telling you, you'll never be the same again. Number one, the great day of true salvation. You know, there is a salvation with a wobbling S. There's a salvation with an up-down S. There is a salvation with a twisted S. Salvation, salvation. And the thing is not standing. There is a salvation. A proper salvation. A true salvation. A kind of salvation coming from Calvary. A kind of salvation that comes from the very heart of Christ unto you. A kind of salvation that shatters every work of Satan and every consequence of sin in your life. A kind of salvation, anywhere you go, people look at you, they say something happened in your life. The great day of true salvation. Number two, the given day. When I say given, it's a day that is set apart. A day that is chosen. A day that is specially attached to this. The given day of total healing. There is partial healing. There's temporary healing. There's superficial healing. There is a kind of a make-believer healing. There is a kind of healing in your soul, in your spirit, in your body, in your brain, in your blood, in your bone. Every part of you, you come alive as when God recreates your body. Total, entire, complete. Tonight it's coming your way. Total healing. This is the day that is chosen. A day that is set apart. A day that is given for your total healing. Number three. The glorious day of timely deliverance. When I say timely deliverance, there is a kind of deliverance that comes too late. The fellow is swallowed up. The fellow is totally broken and destroyed. His life is torn apart. And then you are coming with medicine after death. But your own deliverance will not be late. On time. On time. Timely. Timely. Something is happening tonight. I said something is happening tonight. The Lord is bringing deliverance away. You will be free. Chains are broken. All the fetters are taken away. Freedom. Total freedom. Complete freedom. Timely deliverance coming your way. Tonight is, small preaching, big power. Limited preaching, unlimited power. Give me chance. Number one, the great day of true salvation. Isn't that why Jesus came? He didn't come to condemn us. If Christ came to condemn, everybody is condemned. You find people telling other people you are bad. And while they are pointing to somebody you are bad, four fingers are pointing to them, you are fourfold worse. There are some ignorant people. They point to people, you are a sinner. As if he is a saint. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That one is an open secret. Anywhere you find the offspring of Adam, that's a sinner. Anyone that is born of a woman through a man, that's a sinner. You know in your heart, nobody needs to tell you. Your birth. In sin was I born. In sin did my mother conceive me. You opened your eyes like this, you started telling lies. Nobody taught you how to tell lies. It's in our nature. It's in our habit. It's in our practice. It's in our lifestyle. And we try to be better. The more we try, the worse we became. So Jesus knows that we are sinners. He didn't come to tell us that. From the time of Genesis, everybody knew that. You don't need to wait until Matthew to know that we're a sinner. Exodus, Leviticus, everywhere, everybody knew, all have sinned. A king like David, a poor man like whatever, all have sinned. The good news is Jesus came to be your Savior. And he came to save. That's why the angel declared, "And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he, not they, he, not she, not she, not Mary, not it, not water, not candle, not money. He, his name is Jesus." Shout that name. There is no name given under heaven whereby anyone can be saved. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And so when Jesus came, they were expecting him to call this woman a sinner. Call this man Zacchaeus a sinner. Call this centurion a sinner. And Jesus never did that. Because he didn't come to put labels on us. He came to offer salvation unto us. He came to offer forgiveness unto us. He came to reconcile us with the Heavenly Father. He came for you. What are you? I said, he came for you. He didn't come to condemn you. He came to save you. And tonight is your night. This day is your day. the great day of true salvation. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's why somebody heard that he was in town. And when he heard he was in town, nobody even invited him. Everybody criticized him. Everybody condemned him. Everyone is saying he's a sinner. We are saints. He is bad. We're good. He is terrible. We are wonderful. And they knew they were telling lies. They were as bad as Zacchaeus. Some of them were worse than Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus said, even though they all condemn me, I'm going to that Jesus is going to be my savior. You are coming to Christ tonight. I said you are coming to Christ tonight. You know, he will save you. You'll be surprised. He will take you the way you are. And he will never say a word that will condemn you. Will never say a word that will criticize you. A word that will say you are bad. That's bad news. You have the news already. You know how bad you are already. But he'll come, he'll tell you, I didn't come to kill, to crucify, to condemn, to bury you. I came to rescue you. I came to save you. Are you waiting for him tonight? I want to hear you. Are you waiting for him tonight? Look at it now. It's in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. In verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything by false accusation, I restore to that man fourfold. He knew he was a sinner. And Jesus says unto him, wonderful words. And Jesus says unto him, an eternally significant sentence. And Jesus says unto him, something he never heard, something he never got, since he was born into this world. And Jesus says unto him, he speaks like the Savior. He spoke the word of salvation. He spoke the word of eternal life. He spoke what religion could not tell him. He said what a Pharisee will never tell him. He said what a priest will never tell him. He said what nobody on earth will ever tell him. Jesus is telling you something tonight. Something you will never hear from a priest. Something you'll never hear from a church father, a church mother. Something you'll never hear from religion. And Jesus says unto you, look at that verse 9. This day, everybody tell me, this day. Look up here if you can. There are people that say that you cannot know that you are saved. Only when you get to the great beyond, you will know. But Jesus said, this day, there is a day, there is a point, There is that time in your life when you come face to face with the Almighty God and you come through the grace of God, and Jesus said, this day is salvation entered into this house. Because for as much as he also is the son of Abraham, that is, those who will take God at face value, like Abraham. You become the seed of Abraham by faith in Christ. And the same experience of true salvation can be yours. Any salvation coming from any other one apart from Jesus is false salvation. The one who died on the cross, the one who paid the price for your salvation, the pure blood, the spotless blood, the sinless blood, the blood that is acceptable unto the Heavenly Father. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And the moment you come down to him, the moment you embrace him, the moment you believe him, the moment you accept him, the moment you say, yes, Lord, I believe. You are the only Savior. For there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. The only name is Jesus. After telling Zacchaeus that salvation has come, then he said something for you and for me. He says salvation does not end with Zacchaeus. This day he is saved. This day salvation comes. This day forgiveness of sin has come. Then he makes a statement concerning you and concerning me. He says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, it's not only for Zacchaeus. Anyone lost in the wilderness of sin. And that's why you are there tonight. That salvation is coming your way. If you believe, say amen. Number one, the great day of true salvation. Number two, the given day, the day that is set apart, the day that is chosen specially for you. You are not here by accident tonight. Praise the Lord, I am not an accident. Somebody is an accident there. I said somebody is an accident there. God did not plan for you. You just came by yourself and then you go back by yourself. No plan, no destiny, no will of God for you. No, that cannot be. He knows you will be here. He brought you here. He ordained that you will be here. It's a chosen day for you. It's a set apart day for you. It's a given day of your total healing. If you are sick tonight, you came for healing. You will go with your healing. I've been going to different states and different countries in Nigeria, Africa, and beyond. I remember when Taraba State, this young man, 21 years of age, born paralyzed. He had never taken a step. He had never stood up in his life for 21 years. He had a board, and then he had rollers under the board like little tires. He will sit down, and then he'll be pulling it with his buttocks. We were in Taraba State. And it was far away somewhere like where you are now. And then I pointed that way. I said, Jesus is your healer. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I stood where I stood. He was where he was. But there is power connection between you and I tonight. There is power connection. And that power connection touched him there. As I told him, rise up and walk. All of a sudden, something came on him. And remember, he had never, never, never walked in his life. He stood up. He picked up that board. He lifted it up like this. And he began to walk, 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 walk. Wonderful. We have his picture. You know, we said, demonstrate how you were doing it before. He put that thing down. He sat on it. And then he was moving. Then we said, demonstrate your healing. He came up again. And then he walked like a gentleman. Total healing. Is coming your way in Jesus' name. You know, we were in another state. We had the class of deaf and dumb. And then one of the sisters was making sign for them to hear the message. And as we prayed, and I said, those deaf ears open. Dumb tongue speak. One of the boys there said, I can hear, I can speak, I can hear, I can speak. He came out and was giving testimony. While some of the people in the deaf and dumb class saw him giving testimony, was, that's my partner. Then he also, his tongue opened, he began to speak and hear. Something is coming your way tonight. Once you hear the mention of that name, and I say in the name of Jesus, be healed. All your crutches are gone. You rise up, you walk in Jesus' name. I've seen, there's one professor of chemical engineering in Zambia. The Lord touched that man. His driver came out, gave testimony concerning him, and he came out. And from the English and the everything, you could know this is prof. And he spoke and said how God healed him of what hospital are giving up on him. Tonight, a miracle is coming your way. Do you know this is your day? I bring good news to you. This is your day. Matthew chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 16 here. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. Word of power. Word of authority. The anointing that breaks every yoke. That word of power is coming your direction today. Insanity will vanish away. All that sweat in your body will vanish away. Cancer will vanish away. You know, we were in another country. And this person had HIV/AIDS. And while I was preaching, he had me mention HIV/AIDS. And while praying, I said, Jesus, heal him. And everybody there as here said, amen. Immediately he left that place and went to the hospital. And he said, doctor, test me. Doctor said, what am I testing you for? We know your history. We told you the last time you came, you have so much time, about a few months to leave. He said, all the same, doctor, test me. And he tested him. That was his Saturday. They said he should come back on Monday for the result. He got back on Monday. When the doctor saw him, he opened his mouth, he could not close it. He said, what happened to you? Where did you go? Who did this one? Tell me. I said, tell me. They gave him the paper, 100% whole, totally whole, negative, no HIV, it's again. Praise the Lord! In one of the countries in West Africa here, one of our sisters, a Deeper Life sister, the neighbors called her. They said, there is somebody that is having a problem. They didn't tell her what kind of problem. Since you are a believer, always wanting people to pray and you want them to come to Jesus, why don't you come to her and help her? She didn't know that that person had Ebola. And so she went and you took care of her, embraced her, encouraged her, and all. To cut a long story short, Ebola came on her. And then when it became serious, they sent her to confinement. And she was pining away. And one of our leaders then heard about it and called me on phone. He said, Pastor, a dear sister in my country is dying of Ebola. I said, how do we reach her? He said, it's in confinement. But she has her phone with her. I said, okay, give her my number. And then she called. She could barely talk. She said, Pastor, I have Ebola. I'm dying. I said, you will not die. Where Jesus is, you will not die. I said, let us pray. I was in Nigeria. She was in that country. Over the phone. Tell me. If I pray and power connection went to another country, you who are here face to face with me today, power is coming your way. Are you there? Where are you? Power connection. You are healed in Jesus' name. I prayed for her. After the prayer, I said, thank God, sister, I'll hear your testimony. A few days after, They looked at her. No trace of Ebola in her body. They discharged her with total healing. And then she called her national overseer. She said, I am free. I'm talking to somebody there tonight. I'm talking to somebody there tonight. I am free. He healed them by the word. And tonight I send that word upon you. The word of power and the word of authority. It comes your way. You are healed tonight in Jesus' name. Have you heard how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing how many people? And healing how many people? And healing, tell me, out how many people? All that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. It's coming your way tonight. I said it's coming your way tonight. The given day of total healing. Number three, the glorious day. What a day is this? What a day is this? Every chain will be broken in your life. All the shackles of Satan broken in your life. You will never be the same again. The glorious day of timely deliverance. The deliverer is here tonight. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The first time he appeared in Nazareth in the synagogue. And they gave him the book of Isaiah to read. He opened it because that was written concerning him. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. Christ, the anointed one. Every time you call him Christ, that is the anointed one. He's anointed to save. He's anointed to heal. He's anointed to deliver. He's anointed to set you free. He said, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And then he says, it's also to set at liberty. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And to preach deliverance to the captives. Any yoke that brings you to captivity tonight, you're free. Any kind of curse, you're free. Any kind of charm, you're free. Because Christ is your deliverer. The moment you forsake powerless power and you take on this power of Christ and you say, Lord, I trust, I believe, I have confidence in you, set me free, he'll set you free. And then he says, the Lord has raised him up for the recovering of sight for the blind. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister. And he sat down. And the eyes of the people, all them that were in the synagogue, were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, as he begins to say unto you, look at this, this day, this is your day. I said, this is your day. This is the day the Lord has made for you. The day of your salvation. It's the day of your healing. It's the day of your deliverance. It's the day when every yoke in your life is broken. All the load and all the luggage the devil has piled on you, everything will be lifted up your neck, your heart, your body, your head today. This is the day of God's power, the day of salvation, the day of your healing, the day when he comes to set you free, the day when he breaks every yoke in your life. That's what he said. And when Jesus says something, nothing in hell, nothing on earth can contradict it. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Tonight is your night of fulfillment. Today is the day of your demonstration. And the power of God is coming upon your life tonight. You will be saved. I said, you will be saved. You'll be healed. Where are you? You will be healed. And tonight you'll be delivered in Jesus' name. But you need to do something. You know, the difficult part Christ has done. He went to the cross. You don't have to do that. He died for your sin. You don't have to do that. He wore the crown of thorns. You don't have to do that. He was crucified, nailed to the cross for you already. You don't have to do that. He suffered and cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? You don't have to do that. He has done the difficult part. But now he tells you the simple thing to do. He said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. He said, I came to save you. Make haste and come down. Come down from the tower of self-deception. You know you are a sinner. You know you are bad. Come down from that tower of self-deception. And he said, make haste. You've suffered enough. He said, your healing is here. He said, I came to help you. I didn't come to hurt you. I didn't come to condemn you. I came to save. I came to heal. I came to deliver. Make haste and come down. He said, don't waste time. That this is the day of your salvation. This is the day he wants to set you free. And he says, I must abide in your heart today. And you open the door of your heart. Say, yes, Lord, I believe. I take you as my personal savior. I'm going home with forgiveness. I'm going home with salvation. I'm going home with eternal life. He will forgive your sin. Where are you? I said, He will forgive your sin. He will change your life. You know, some people say, I cannot live a righteous life. Who can live a righteous life? Nobody. It's Christ that will do it inside you. We are all failures. If you try, you'll fail. But He's the one that never fails. He says, just ask me to come in. I'll come in. I'll forgive you. I'll save you. And then I will live the righteous life through you. We're going to pray two sessions. One, we're going to pray for salvation. You are getting saved tonight. I rejoice with you. You are getting saved tonight. And then after you are saved and you come into the kingdom, then number two, any sickness in your body there, just relax. Don't worry. Relax. It's not you that will heal yourself. The healer is by your side there. And once we call His name, it's done. Did you hear? I said, once we call the name of Jesus, it's done and you are healed. We'll take one step at a time. Now the Lord Jesus is saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. This is the time of your salvation. The Savior is calling you. Make haste and come down. Because today I must live in your heart. Praise the Lord, you are ready. I said, praise the Lord, you are ready. Where are you? Are you not ready? I said, are you not ready? You are ready. Praise the Lord, you are standing up already. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. The Lord is saying, this is your day of salvation. True salvation, genuine salvation, biblical salvation, the one that comes from Christ. And the Lord is right there now to forgive your sin. And if you want Him to be your Savior tonight, to change your life, to turn your life around, and to say, I am your Savior, you are saved. Wherever you are, just raise up that hand. Wonderful. Wonderful. Just raise up that hand. You're saying, I want Jesus to be my Savior. He will not condemn you. Never. No matter what you have done, He'll never condemn you. He knows you've done that. He just comes to save you. He comes to forgive you. He comes to change your life. And He comes to change your record in the presence of the Father. Every condemnation will be taken away. When you die eventually, then you will go to heaven to live with Him. And if you want that salvation now, raise up that hand. As you raise up the hand, just tell the Lord where you are there. Say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Say that, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. But Lord, I know you have not come to condemn me. You have come to save me. Lord, tonight, I give my burden of sin over unto you. Take it away from me. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I trust you. I hold on to that blood that was shed for me. Cleanse me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Grant me your salvation now. Thank you, Lord. I believe. You have said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have called upon you. Save me, Lord. I believe you have saved me. Help me to live a righteous life. Thank you, Lord. Let me hear you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. I'm going to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. You are a good God, a loving God. You forgive and you save. All these who have called upon you in sincerity, forgive them in Jesus' name. Save them in Jesus' name. And give them the grace to live in newness of life. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Your time has come. Your healing has come. That deliverance has come. Remember that Jesus the healer is right there by your side. And I'm going to pray for you. And once I mention his name, concerning your sickness, concerning your problem, there's that power connection. You will have the healing there. You will have the deliverance there. It's coming your way right there. And as you believe, I say, yes, I believe. Jesus is my healer. I believe. Jesus is my deliverer. That power will touch you immediately. And after the prayer, you'll check up. Those sicknesses you found there, you will never find them again in Jesus' name. And whatever you could not do before, you begin to do it. You couldn't see before, open your eyes. After the prayer, you will see. And you are lame on crutches. After the prayer, you get up and start walking. Your swelling of goiter, elephantiasis, whatever, after the prayer checkup, it's gone. God is ready for you. Where are you? If you want healing, any form of healing, you raise up your hand, the prayer is coming for you now. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name for this glorious day. It's our appointed day of healing. The glorious day of deliverance. Therefore, Lord, I pray, touch everyone in Jesus' name. I send forth your power. I send the word of authority. Deliver your people in Jesus' name. That spirit of insanity, I command you right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of epilepsy or convulsion, I utter the word of anointing power right now. Come out in Jesus' name. All those things that are walking about in your body. Every tormenting spirit. Every spirit harassing your life. Spirit of affliction. I command you right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who have any swelling in their body. You said, I will speak to the mountain to move, it will move. That fibroid, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Elephantiasis, be removed in Jesus' name. That goiter, that hernia, that hunchback, I command you, be removed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, confirm the miracle upon them right now. I pray for those who are deaf and dumb. I pray that sound will come into your ears right now. And sound coming out of your mouth in Jesus' name. And for those who have internal disease, cancer, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, be healed in Jesus' name. All your kidneys and livers, internal organs, come alive right now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are blind. The bandage of the devil covering your sight, I command, be removed in Jesus' name. Glaucoma, cataract, clear away right now. Receive your sight in Jesus' name. Those who are lame, I send forth the power of God upon you. In your backbone, in your waist, in your joints, be strengthened in Jesus' name. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. That withered hand, be made whole right now. That short leg, grow out in Jesus' name. Lord, everywhere now, I release your power. I release the anointing. Grant them the healing. Grant them the deliverance. Grant them the miracle. Do it in Jesus' name. I thank you because I know it's done. I know it's done. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, you have got it. I said, you have got it. Check up yourself. And whatever you are not able to do before, now you can walk. Now you can see. And if you brought anybody deaf and dumb, you can talk to them. Miracle is there right there. Any other condition you had in your body, the miracle is there.